Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. My name is Coach JV. I am the top health, mindset, and business coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Warriors, listen. I don't know how many times I can say this. When are you going to activate? We haven't had this for Friday for a while, huh? When are you going to activate? What, like you're going to jump into crypto? This is so crazy what's happening right now. It's like everybody's like, oh my God, I wish I wouldn't have bought when crypto was 3,000 or Bitcoin or XRP was 13 cents. And then so everybody buys when it goes skyrockets. When Bitcoin's 60,000, everybody's rushing in. When Bitcoin's at 20,000, oh, it's collapsing. It's like, warriors, at what point are you going to stop thinking like the sheep? At what point are you going to stop working for money? At what point are you going to start to get money to work for you? At what point are you going to start doing the opposite of the 99%? Understand, many people who are sitting in their safe so-called jobs are no longer going to have jobs anymore. All these people sitting in their safe 401k for 35 years are not going to be able to retire this year. They have said that people that are supposed to be going into retirement age are getting second jobs for cash flow right now. They're supposed to be retiring. They've been working for 35 fucking years, slaving to the system, and they can't even retire. Imagine working your whole life. Now, you may not be a retirement age, but imagine working your whole life for a fucking company and putting your hard-earned pennies into a 401k that's attached to the stock market. Maybe they didn't allocate it correctly, or they didn't educate you well enough to allocate it correctly. And all of a sudden, it comes collapsing down at the back end of the year. So your whole dream, your whole life of traveling with your grandkids, of doing the things, taking them to Disneyland and doing it, gets shattered. And you have to work for another 10 years and you're already in poor health. You haven't been taking care of yourself because your job's been fucking working you to death. You've been out of alignment your whole career. But all you've been focused on is, oh my God, let me just get to retirement. Then I'll get Social Security. And then I can thrive the rest of my life. And you can't even thrive now. You got to work it. You know what's interesting? When I was at Disneyland, it's weird. Everybody working there is the older age group. Used to be young and vibrant. Now it's like people my parents' age working there. I don't know if that's because younger people don't want to work or if they need a job or what they're, you know, I'm sure they're hardworking team members and that's a great, why would you, you know, where would you want to go work if your baby got screwed over by the indoctrination? So go to the happiest place on earth. That'd be kind of cool. But I'm saying it's like, that was interesting. I don't know if that's by design, their hiring process or what it is, but it was much, much, much older workers there. I think it's because they need a job and they're smart enough to go, hey, listen, I fucked myself. I'm going to go work at the happiest place on earth. Might as well, right? Live the rest of my life, the best of life, and hang out at Disneyland and have a great time. I mean, that's pretty a genius move if that's the situation you have to put yourself in. But if you're not at retirement age right now, it's time to start getting your shit together. It's time to start creating some passive income. It's time to start flipping some stuff, flipping some vacuums, flipping some couches. It's time to start to create some passive income. It's time to start changing your habits and stop eating out 3 days per week. 2 days per week, or one time per day. Freaking pack your lunch 5 days a week. Pack your lunch 5 days a week. Eat some freaking Topper ramen, dude. Pack your lunch. Let's do some math. 5 days a week, okay? Let's be really conservative. Let's say you saved 15, let's say you save 10 bucks a day. Let's be really conservative. Times five is $50. Times four is $200. And you stop drinking Starbucks and you made your own damn coffee. So we're already at $200. Let me write this down on our little note over here. So there's $200. Okay. And then you stop drinking $6 Starbucks coffees and you do it 5 days a week. So you say six times five equals 30 times four. That's $120. So now just by cutting out our eating, our $10 worth of eating out a day, and we take our coffee out and we make our own coffee. You know, you can have Starbucks on the weekend. I'm going to give that to you. You can go get your Starbucks and get Funky Monkey on the weekend, okay? But you got $320 of investable income now by doing nothing but changing your habits. You invest that for 12 months. That's $3,840. If you times that by 10, if you hit something that times it by 10, that's $38,000 that you created by creating, changing two habits. $38,000. That you created by changing two habits, but 99% of you are not disciplined enough to do it. I hate to say it, but you're not disciplined. Why? But when you can't pay your rent, you become disciplined. When you can't feed your family, you become disciplined. When your job gives you the pink slip, all of a sudden you get your shit together. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm giving you your fucking pink slip. Your job's done. It's done. The way you do business is done. Your 401k is done. I'm giving you a pink slip right now, and I want you to activate just like you're done tomorrow and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Stop waiting until you're sentenced with death to start living life. Stop. These are little tiny, those are tiny changes. I gave you a lot of wiggle room there. We're talking more like 600 bucks a month. We're talking more like 500. Let's say you'd save 600 bucks a month by changing your habits, Warriors. That is $7,200. If you times that by 10, the reason why I'm doing that sometimes, you know, the market will go up by 10 times. That's, you know, that's pretty common in crypto. $72,000. And if you were able to multiply that by two, you're now at $144,000 because you learn during that time that the number one asset is your brain and your subconscious mind programming and your personal development. And you start reading books like Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Richest Man in Babylon. You start to reprogram your subconscious mind. So now you've changed habits. You freed up $600 in income a month. You now invest in a speculative asset. You've never done that before. Now you're actually an investor. You're actually an investor and you reprogrammed your subconscious mind. What? Look at how much you've improved in 12 months, just short 12 months. And it changes your whole family's timeline because you'll start to think about money completely different. Every single time I have money in my bank account or it comes in, my brain goes, okay, how can I grow this? Right now, I have too much more cash than I've had in the bank in a long time. In a long time, it's only $6,000 sitting in the bank. That's a lot of money. I usually sit at almost zero in my bank account. The reason why is I'm sitting there going, okay, I have $6,000 cash right now in the bank account. It was just, I'm like, that's too much cash in the bank account. I literally, every time cash comes in, boom, it's gone. It's into either speculative assets or I'm putting it aside for something else. That's too much. I'm trying to give you too much information. I want to share with you guys. That is too much cash in the bank. What should I do with that? What should I do with that? Pay off high interest rate debt? I have a little bit left, or should I put that into Ethereum? Should I hold it till Ethereum goes down to 300-400? I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking about that last 5 days. I'm like, what? Okay, so I'm like, I'm dollar cost averaging in every single week. So I had a little bit of cash flow come in from another business. I was like, okay, I got 6,000. Here we go. What should we do? Those are the things. That's the way you should be thinking. That's the way you should be thinking, Warriors. We're moving from survival to thriving, survival to thriving. I just gave you easy ways to do that. Cut out your fucking eating out for a whole 3 months and imagine what would happen. Start eating beans and rice for 3 months. 3 months. What, if you were that disciplined, holy shit. Do you know what you could do in 3 months? Imagine if you saved $1,000 a month, because I guarantee if you went to beans and rice, you would save $1,000 a month. That's $12,000 a year. That's $120,000 if you're able to 10 times that. Man. And that's just by changing your habits. That's not even like, I'm not asking you to go out and get a second job. I'm not asking you to go out and, you know, hustle or anything. That's not even hustling. It's just getting your shit together within your current paradigm. That's it. That's it. But nobody's going to force you to do it, Warriors. Nobody. I mean, I can motivate the shit out of you on here. I can motivate you all day, all night. I can talk into this microphone, but only 1 out of 100 is going to do it, Warriors. I can't wait to meet you on the streets. Like some of the people I met this weekend that are like, Coach JV, I did what you said and it worked. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. You're a fucking warrior. You did it. I didn't do anything. All you did was align to your next level of frequency. We attracted each other. And you just did what you already knew what was possible. I did nothing. All I did was just align you to what you thought was possible. Your brain started to accept it, and we aligned with each other, and you made some decisions. You did it. I didn't do nothing. All I did was watch another human being find their truth and find their way and find their path. That's it. I'm not your hero. I'm not your freaking nothing. I'm just me, and you're just you, and you're listening to this because we aligned, and you're feeling this because you're still here, and because you're still here means you need to activate, and it means you need not sit on your ass the next week and have come back next Friday and say, oh, shit, because I guarantee you there's going to be thousands, maybe millions of people within the next 3 years when we come into 2025. Back there was this long-haired hippie dude that gave me these little pieces of advice. And I did not listen. And I'm back in the same paradigm. And you're going to tell everybody your story of how you had this opportunity to get into the speculative asset at a very low price. And you're going to be just like all the others should have, would have, could have, shooting all over yourself. Don't be that person. I know it's scary right now, but this is where warriors are made. This is where diamonds are created. This is it. Iron sharpens iron right now. It's easy to be an influencer or a creator when shit is going well. It's easy to do YouTube videos every single day when shit is going well. It's easy to do TikTok when shit is going well. It's not easy when people are fucking sending you death threats, hating on you, and I still smile and say, I love you. I need you to get that type of resilience. When you get backed in a corner, you go harder. You double your activities. You don't back down, warriors. That's how you build a legacy, because I guarantee you when this shit comes back, holy cow, you're going to be at a whole new frequency, a whole new level. And it does not mean that shit's not going to hit the fan. It's going to hit the fan again. As Brenda always tells me, new level, new devil, warriors. The devil never goes away. He comes and taps you all the way. He's encouraging you and motivating you to get your shit together. He's like, you're too far over to the left. Let's play. God's like, you're too far to the right. Get your shit together. Get balanced. You got responsibilities. You're the one that ended up on earth. Get your shit together. So warriors, this is not a game, man. This is not a game. I'm speaking my fucking truth. I don't care if you like me. I don't care if you like me. I'm not here to be your friend, but it's ironically, I'm not here to be your friend. I have more friends than I've ever had in my life. It's opposite. Get your shit together, warriors. Get your shit together. Love you guys. I really do. Warriors rise.